I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. In Vermont and across the nation, the vast majority of doctors' offices and hospitals have been undergoing a shift from paper to electronic medical records. But the challenge is that many of these software systems don't actually talk to each other. Today, as we continue our series, Digital Diagnosis, we're speaking with Dr. David Blumenthal, who was in charge of modernizing the nation's medical record systems from 2009 to 2011. He now directs the Commonwealth Fund, a foundation that conducts health policy research. And he joins us on the line to talk about how healthcare providers are tackling the issue and incentives that could help bring about more rapid change. Dr. Blumenthal, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're very welcome.
Why has it been such an insurmountable hurdle in Vermont and elsewhere to resolve the software issue and allow more medical record systems to talk to each other?
Well, it has not been insurmountable. There are many places where exchange of records happens pretty much effortlessly. There are some states where virtually all hospitals are talking to each other. But it has not been easy everywhere, and there are some basic obstacles that need to be overcome. The first is that there needs to be some refinement of the standards that govern the communication of records with one another and also the way in which information is stored. That is seems like it ought to be a simple thing to do, but it requires a fair amount of consensus among different stakeholders about what those standards should be. Even more important, though, is we need to create an economic incentive associated with the exchange of information. If it were critical to the business of hospitals and physicians to be able to share information, we would have done this much better and much sooner. But the fact of the matter is that it costs money, it requires changes in behavior, and it can be pretty uncomfortable for competing institutions to share information on their customers because they are actually often in competition with one another.
Is the problem better or worse for some hospitals depending on their size, their location, rural hospitals versus larger city hospitals, for example?
It is generally harder for small hospitals that have less in the way of resources to make the transition to electronic health records. Interestingly, though, what we find is that the less competitive the healthcare markets are, that is, the fewer institutions there are locally, the more likely they are to engage in exchange, which gets back to this issue of the economic incentives for exchange.
What changes do you think would be the best to provide these economic incentives?
Well, the kinds of changes that are already underway, though not everywhere, through the Affordable Care Act, which have made it beneficial for institutions to lower the cost of care and improve quality. If you take responsibility for a population, as increasingly is the case under the Affordable Care Act, then it really becomes essential for you to know everything that has happened to the patients who form that population, because you're on the hook for expenses, including expenses that result from duplicative testing and from mistakes that occur when you don't know what has happened to the patient when treated somewhere else. Among the most interested organizations in exchanging information are the Veterans Administration, for example, or the Kaiser Permanente Health Plan, which is a prepaid health plan. These are organizations that have pioneered exchange because they are taking responsibility for all the costs of care, and they need to know, as a business matter, they need to know what's happening to their patients.
What's happening in Vermont is now a centralized place where all these medical records can live. Any doctor can access them no matter what software the office uses. Are other states trying this approach, and is it a good solution, do you think?
You don't need to have a central repository, that is, a single place where all the records reside, in order to exchange them. The central storage place, though, is one relatively straightforward way to accomplish this. It does raise a certain amount of additional security issues. It requires that the population trust whoever is in charge of that information to store it and to protect it. And that's not something that's as easy to do in many states, especially states that don't trust government or government-sanctioned organizations.
Well, are you optimistic that these kind of changes that you're talking about will happen over the next few years?
I am optimistic. I think there's an inevitability to the march of technology. I think it will eventually overcome the obstacles that I've laid out, the technological obstacles related to standards and the business obstacles related to competing healthcare organizations. But those reduced costs are beneficial to society as a whole, to insurers and employers. They're not beneficial to healthcare providers. In our current system, on a fee-for-service basis, you benefit from doing more, and if you eliminate unnecessary testing, you're actually reducing the revenues to healthcare organizations. We need to reverse that. We need to make it, as I said, a business imperative for providers, doctors, hospitals, independently practicing nurses, to know about duplicative and unnecessary testing and to prevent it through that knowledge. It can go smoother and faster or irregularly and longer, depending on how we manage the environment in which our doctors, hospitals, and patients get their care.
Dr. David Blumenthal directs the Commonwealth Fund, a foundation that conducts health policy research. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
You're very welcome.